When I'm looking to get inspired and to get an update on what local developers are working on, I make my way over to DemoCamp. Edmonton held its 26th DemoCamp on November 18th. The event took place at the Engineering Teaching and Learning Complex on the University of Alberta campus, and we had 5 demos. The event, as always, was hosted by Startup Edmonton's Cam Linke.
So the way it works, for those of you who haven't been here before, is we have 5 companies, 5 people out demoing tonight. They each get 7 minutes to show off what they're doing, and then there's a few minutes for Q&A afterwards. One Q&A rule is for the most part, you can ask whatever you want. No asking about what people's business model is. We're here to show off products, and so ask them about their product, not how they're going to monetize or anything like that. If they feel like telling you, they'll let you know. That's the first half of Demo Camp, is the demos. Second half of Demo Camp is we're all going to the bar, we're going to rap. The first half is about being able to see the cool things that are going on. The second half is being able to chat and meet with some of the people that are in the community here.
It was a pretty solid turnout for Demo Camp, and I had a lot of fun. So, here are some thoughts on the 5 demos that we had. Our first demo was from Calvin and Mike at Glazer, and what they showed us was a tool called Alfresco.
Basically, we add our training material, or your guidance material, your support material, on top of someone else's application.
I thought it was an interesting idea. You know, they definitely have an app that could be used for not only onboarding of software, but also post-onboarding training. So once a user or employee or a customer starts using a website or an application down the line, you know, even if they've done training up front, they still may need some help along the way. And Alfresco seems like a good way to provide that. It's also meant to build awareness, so it can aid in discoverability of features of the website. The way it's implemented is as a browser plugin, or I guess it could also be implemented as a script file, I think they said. And it just has this nice little overlay on top of the website. Some of the questions I heard people talking about after that, you know, we didn't get to ask, and I'm not sure how it would work, is what happens if a website changes the location of something or changes the name of something? Does that mean you need to go back and recreate your training material? So, you know, those problems aside, definitely seems like an interesting way to solve a really common problem. Our second demo of the evening was from Kenya, and he showed off an app called Share Rentables.
Share Rentables is an Amazon-type marketplace servicing the sharing economy, the collaborative consumption economy. In essence, allowing us as individuals to be able to help each other out with things that we need, whether it be goods or services.
Given the popularity of services like Airbnb and Uber and Lyft and all these other kinds of services that let you share either goods or services, it's no surprise that other people are experimenting with this. So what Share Rentables is trying to do is aggregate all different kinds of sharing. Kenya pointed out that trust is often one of the most important issues with services like these. And so there's user ratings, there's also a couple of levels of verification depending on the kind of thing that somebody is looking to lend or rent out. And the site is also backed by Lloyd's of London for insurance. So he wanted to stress that, you know, there's a good deal of trust behind the application. It's a Ruby-based service, and the goal is to have both a mobile version as well as an API in the future. It's got some really interesting features in addition to just finding, you know, goods or services and then making a transaction. It also has the ability to organize into smaller and smaller communities. So if you're at a university, let's say, you could have like a white label version of Share Rentables in a way just focused on your university that people could use to share things or rent things or borrow, lend, that sort of thing. Cool idea. Looks like it's pretty well implemented. Of course, the big challenge with services like these is just getting enough users to make it worthwhile so that you see a lot of things listed already, and when you get there, it doesn't look empty and make you want to leave right away. So hopefully Share Rentables can attract a good audience. Our third demo was a little bit different. We've had lots of demos over the last 26 demo camps, and it's kind of interesting to see how those apps are progressing and if they're still in action. So Cam explained that every now and then we'd like to have a demo of one of the previous demoers. And so for this demo camp, it was Stormboard, which was first demoed way back in October of 2008 at Demo Camp Edmonton number 4 as Edistorm. So Reg and Michael showed us how the app has progressed.
Well, it's coming up. So Storyboard's an online distributed whiteboard. It allows teams of people to use a shared whiteboard no matter where they are. So we've opened in that boardroom where you have a big whiteboard on the wall. On the end of it, you take a picture of it. In fact, I challenge the room that every single one of you in this room has a picture of a whiteboard sitting on your phone somewhere. Many of them that you've never looked at. And the reason you never look at that picture is because it's really hard to turn it into something actionable because it's just this blurry photo. With Stormboard, all that data is digital, dumps up to easy reports, whether it's Excel, PDF, PowerPoint, absolutely anything.
EdiStorm has grown into quite an amazing thing now as Stormboard. It's a really modern-looking and fully feature-rich online distributed whiteboard. It's HTML5. There's nothing that you need to install. It supports some pretty cool things like templates, and a new feature that's coming out is around line connectors, so you can connect ideas and name the relationship between those ideas. It's got a pretty advanced reporting system now, so you can generate a Wordle of your storm or a full summary of all the ideas and comments and everything. It's obviously got some things like Dotmocracy, so you can, you know, in a collaborative session, vote on, you know, which idea you think is the best. The other neat thing about it is that it supports full 20-point multi-touch. So if you've got one of those big smart boards or you're up on a wall with some sort of touch device, you can have, you know, two people with two full hands each moving things around and collaborating on the board. So that's really, really neat. Stormboard is used in hundreds of countries all around the world, and you know, really popular. So it's great to see something that was first demoed at DemoCamp has now grown into such an amazing service. It's really found success and found a growing user base. Our fourth demo of the evening was from a company called Atmist, and Adam and Joel showed us a customer project that they've been working on recently.
What this is a simulator to help out neuroscience students on campus to kind of understand concepts in their labs and their lectures easier.
The Neuromembrane Simulator was a really neat-looking app. If I was a student, I would definitely want to use it. Very visually appealing, and it looks like a pretty useful tool to help understand how things are working. So most of it went right over my head, you know, talking about neurotoxins and synapses and resting potential and action potential. These are the things that the tool allows the student to visualize and to simulate so that they can use that in their learning. It looks like a very modern, and it's fully responsive, so it can be used on mobile devices. They explain that the traditional kinds of applications for this do a good job, but they are Windows-based applications that you need to install. They're not very attractive or friendly looking for students. The app has been written in Python, and they've used the NumPy and SciPy math libraries, and they commented that it contains a lot more math than they were comfortable with. But very cool looking app. If I was a student, I would definitely want to use it. Our fifth demo of the evening was of TeachMe, and Bill and Reese showed us their math games for kids.
So a lot of the stuff that's out there looks like it's been designed by NASA in the 80s, so we went to completely redid how math kind of looks. So it looks like a lot of the apps that are competing for students' attention. It's the same questions, it's just more vibrant, it's more visual, and it resonates with their users.
So the whole idea is to make games for kids that let them learn math in a much more visually appealing and vibrant way. The content is all based on Common Core, which is this set of standards for teaching in the United States in particular. And really what they're trying to do is have a more vibrant visual design to allow people to learn math. So an example of one of the games is called Math Buzz. At the kindergarten level, you're adding numbers together and bees are flying around, and as you put in the right answer to get the two numbers added together, you get more bees flying around. So that was kind of neat. There's also different views, so teachers have a different view, and they can also see reporting and progress for each of their students. So really cool approach. They're really looking to tackle casual games in the educational space. So these are games, you know, similar to Sudoku or Candy Crush or those kinds of things. And they've also built tools for developers. So if you're a developer and you want to build a math game that uses all of the Common Core content that these guys have already done all the hard work of putting together, then you can use their APIs and you can build your own math games. So TeachMe looks like a pretty interesting approach to getting kids to learn math. Might be a little unfair because they've done this before and they're quite established, but my favorite demo of the evening was definitely Stormboard. You know, the app is just so great looking. It's really been thought through well, and Reg and Michael did a fantastic job of tag teaming the demo. Michael driving everything and Reg doing all of the explanation and talking us through what they were showing. It was perfect the way a demo should be done at Demo Camp. So I really enjoyed that, and great product. Check it out if you haven't already. So that's a wrap on Demo Camp 26 for Edmonton. Great to see what local developers are working on. I had some great conversations up at RAT over beer with some people afterwards. I'm looking forward to the next one already. So stay tuned at startupedmonton.com and also follow Startup Edmonton on Twitter.